nice to meet you.
I was delayed because a branch of a tree fell in front of a train. And I had to run to a different station and then catch a taxi. But yeah, praise God, got here on time. I am from Christchurch, Sydenham, but I'm also from New Zealand. And Christchurch, Sydenham is based in southeast London, but I'm also from New Zealand. And this here, hopefully you can see that, this is my first ABC book from New Zealand. Now, it's how I learned my ABCs as a child. And because it's a Kiwi book, as you'll see, K is for Kiwi. Now, if I said that this was a sentimental keepsake, oh, you'd probably think, oh, there, that's pretty cute. But if I said that this was my current bedtime reading, then I hope that you would be concerned. I hope that you would tell me to grow up. And that's the question that Hebrews asks us today. How much does maturity matter? How much does it matter that we should grow up as Christians? And we see that maturity is at the heart of today's passage. Look at Hebrews 6, verse 1. Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity. If you've been with us for this series in Hebrews, we've been hearing there is a very real danger that we might not make it to the end of the Christian life. But wonderfully, last week we heard that Jesus is our great high priest who is qualified. He gets God's accredited ticks, if you like. He's able to help us make it home. But that's presuming that we want to keep going as Christians. The Christian life is an endurance race, striving with every sinew for Jesus. Did anyone watch the London Marathon on Sunday? Did anybody run it? Did anyone? No? No one ran it? Well, I imagine it's pretty easy. Oh, I haven't run a marathon. But I imagine it's pretty easy in the beginning. You start with lots of gusto. But what happens when it starts to get hard by the 18th mile or whatever? You hit the wall or whatever it might be. Well, the Christian life is hard. It's really tough. It can be really hard to keep going for Jesus. Is it okay to dawdle at the back of the pack or to go into Christian cruise mode, if you like? Well, today we hear this. If Christians are going to keep going, they must keep growing. Christian maturity really matters. And point one, it's there on the sheets. Don't be lazy listeners to Jesus. Look back at verse 11. About this, we've been hearing this wonderfully stretching truth about Jesus' high priesthood. We have much to say, and it is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. That word dull, it can mean sluggish or lazy. They're lazy listeners when it comes to God's word. Now, it's worth saying up front, this isn't about being super clever or needing a theological degree to be a Christian. No, this is a warning against spiritual laziness that comes and can stop growth because they're not serious about listening to God. And worth saying, I see this spiritual sluggishness in my own life. I think about when I first became a Christian, just how keen I was, that hunger to hear God speak in the Bible every day. But there are days when I'd rather pop on a podcast than listen to the living God. And it says in verse 12, by now they should be teachers. They should be the ones at the front of the class, helping others to grow to know and love Jesus. But like a teenager who doesn't quite graduate beyond preschool, and they need to be taught their ABCs about Jesus. In verses 1 to 3, it's faith in Jesus, repentance in him, baptism, resurrection from the dead, eternal judgment. They're Jesus ABCs. But rather than growing up, they need to be taught their Jesus ABCs again and again and again. They're still on milk. And like weaning a baby in verse 12, they never make it onto grown-up grub. Now, we can relate to this, my wife and I, because we are trying to currently wean our seven-month-old from milk to solids. Can you imagine if we never did that? If she was still clutching a milk bottle in university lectures? Well, it would be absurd, wouldn't it? It would be child neglect. Imagine today that instead of the smorgasbord of sandwiches that Jimmy brought out, he brought out baby bottles of milk for everyone. It would be a bit embarrassing, wouldn't it? And we're supposed to feel that embarrassment here. As followers of the Lord Jesus, we should want solid food. Look at verse 14. A solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. God's word matures people in their thinking and living, but they fail to feed on it seriously, and so they're spiritually stuck in nappies. Immature, lazy listeners. Now we may still be thinking, does maturity matter really? Having started the Christian race, is it okay to kind of cruise and dawdle alone at the back of the pack? Is it okay to be progressing in our career and our life ambitions, but when it comes to the things of God, to go into cruise control and relax? Well, God says maturity really does matter if we're going to make it to the end of the Christian life. Because point two, maturity matters if we're going to make it. And what we read in verses 4 to 8 are the most chilling and terrifying warnings in the whole Bible. A failing to grow up spiritually puts us in danger of falling away. We're meant to remember the people of Israel in the wilderness. They experienced God's kindness, yet failed to trust in his words and did not enter the promised land. And that same danger is being described here. Verse 4, it says that these people were enlightened. They tasted the heavenly gift. They shared in the blessings of the Holy Spirit. They tasted the goodness of God's word. And yet verse 6, it says that they fell away. They would have been those keen ones who initially responded to Jesus with joy on that Christianity course. Even shared Jesus with their friends and family in the workplace. But they got lazy listening to Jesus. And we hear the chilling verdict in verse 6. It's impossible to restore them to repentance. And no interest in Jesus. And no desire to turn back. And so they cannot be restored. And verse 6 says that their life makes a mockery of Jesus' death on the cross. They are crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding him up to contempt. In Hebrews, we've been seeing the reality that Jesus is alive. He's risen and he ascended and he's reigning as our high priest to help us home on this Christian journey at the right hand of God on high. Salvation is finished. But it's as if they're living like Jesus never died for their sin. And so they keep crucifying Jesus again and again and again. They hold Jesus up to contempt in front of their friends or the people around them, and those who know that they've turned away from Jesus. Now, these serious warnings are here to wake us up. And if we don't get the warning in verses 7 to 8, we get a picture of the consequences for those who fall away at the end of verse 8. And it's tragic, devastating consequences. Does Christian maturity matter? It really matters. Now, it's worth saying that these warnings aren't here to terrify those with a tender conscience. They're here to wake us up. And if you're worried, look at the comfort for the Christian in verses 9 to 10. Let's read those verses together. Though we may speak in this way, yet in your case, beloveds, wonderful words of love, we feel sure of better things, things that belong to salvation. For God is not unjust as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for his name in serving the saints, as you still do. Even in those times that we wobble, as we struggle to keep running the Christian race, as we struggle in our walk with Jesus, God sees your work and your love for him in serving his people. Keep going. And let's be clear that anyone who resolves to turn back to Jesus will be met with the open arms of the Lord Jesus and will be forgiven. Now, if that's you, don't delay. Turn back to Jesus today. And if you're feeling uncomfortable, good. The warning sign is working. Don't be a lazy listener. Instead, and this is our last point, grow up to maturity in Jesus. Let's read verse 11 together. And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness, to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. We're encouraged to look to those models of Christian maturity around us. In chapter 11, we're going to see the great models of faith to imitate in the Bible. So the faith of Noah, Abraham, Moses, Rahab, David, are those who listened to God and kept persevering to the end. And notice that the author includes himself in verse 1 of chapter 6. He says, let us. We're to imitate each other's faith. We're to model maturity to each other. It's really wonderful to have great places like this midweek to get the solid grub of God's living words. These lunchtime talks are vital if we're going to keep growing and make it to the end together. Not to be toddlers, but teachers. And this has been a real rebuke to me as I've been preparing this. Not to be a lazy listener. As long as it's today, I need to have a daily diet of listening to the living God. I need to be among those who go on to maturity. And this is a word of caution to those new believers in Jesus. And now that you've started running the race, don't lose your zeal for Jesus. Don't be content with milk to stay in nappies, still learning your ABCs again and again. Grow up. Listen up with everything that you've got to what the word of the Lord Jesus says. Read through Hebrews. Learn about your great high priest. Join us every week here to grow into Jesus. And if you're not a believer here, we see the warning for believers who fall away. How tragic and disastrous that is. But it's a warning to you too. It's great to see that you're here. Can I just encourage you to keep coming, to taste and see that the Lord Jesus and his salvation is good, to come to him, to repent and believe in Jesus' death and resurrection for you personally. Don't miss out on eternal life. But there's also another group among us who may not be here. They've been going as a Christian for some time, but they have become complacent with Christ, a casual when it comes to listening to him. And this is a very strong message from God for us all not to be in that camp. Don't stay there. Don't harden your heart. The stakes are too high. Don't be casual. Resign yourself today to cry out to God. And not to be immature anymore. Ask God to help you to grow up. And as you do that, you can have absolute assurance that God will answer your prayer. And come back next week for more of that assurance and hope that we have to keep going. Well, allow me to lead us in prayer. I'm going to pray in line with Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. Heavenly Father, we praise you for Jesus, who ran the race, who accomplished salvation. And we pray that Well, just knowing that he is our high priest, our merciful high priest, who knows what we're going through and who is able to help, and he's ready to help us. Please help us to approach his throne of grace in our time of need, to receive mercy and grace to help us keep going for him, to keep running the race. And we pray this for his sake. Amen.
Amen.